Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Now, the greatest radio shows of all time.
Suspense.
The Shadow Node.
Washington calling David Harding, counter-spy.
Classic Radio Theater.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Fibber McGee and Molly.
Dragnet. Gunsmoke.
The Lone Ranger.
Now, step back into our time machine with your host, Wyatt Cox.
Good evening, friends of the Inner Sanctum.
It started out as G-Men. J. Edgar Hoover didn't like the way his FBI people were being portrayed. So he changed the show from G-Men to Gangbusters, and it ran for a very long time. This episode of Gangbusters from July 19th, 1954, and it's entitled Manhattan Rampage.
In cooperation with police and federal law enforcement departments throughout the United States, Wrigley's Spearmint Gum, the refreshing, delicious treat that gives you chewing enjoyment, presents for your listening enjoyment, Gangbusters! Now, Gangbusters!
Good evening, Gangbusters listeners. Some criminals seem to have an instinctive desire to hurt, to inflict pain and terror with sudden unexpected brutality. But tonight's case involves such a man, a series of some of the most brutal crimes ever committed in the largest city in the nation, New York.
To bring you tonight's report, Gangbusters has asked John J. Sullivan, former deputy commissioner and chief of detectives, Police Department, City of New York, to narrate by proxy the case of the Manhattan Rampage. Please continue, Commissioner Sullivan.
It was about 2 p.m. of a summer's day in 1952. When a black sedan pulled up in front of a small factory building on a little frequented Brooklyn street.
Keep the motor running, Johnny.
Okay. Think anyone will steal a car while we're gone?
You're so funny, you make me sick. Come on, let's go.
Chuck, you sure this is the place?
Yeah. We'll go in this door. We're right in the office.
Hold it.
What's wrong?
Look in the window here. You can see right into the office.
What about it?
There's a copper in there.
Yeah. Must have gone with the old guy when he picked up the payroll. Don't you worry about him. I'll take care of him.
Maybe
I said I'll take care of him. Come on. Get your gun ready. As soon as we get in, you cover the old guy behind the cage. Leave the copper to me. You got it?
Yeah.
Okay, then let's go.
Officer,
yeah.
Officer. Oh,
copper.
Copper's up.
Shut up.
You.
Yeah. You better shut up or you'll get it, too. Okay, now come on out from behind that cage. Bring the cash box with you.
But, huh?
I said, come on.
Let go, timer. We mean business.
All right. Okay, give it to me.
What?
Yeah, it's all there, I think. About $7,000.
Get away from that cop.
Yeah, but he looks awful. You must have fractured his skull.
I said, get away from him.
But someone should call a doctor.
Not you, mister. You're going for a ride.
Me? But why?
We like it that way. It's safer.
About an hour later, Henry Stark, the elderly paymaster of the victimized firm, was let out of the car in the Bronx, unhurt but badly frightened. He immediately contacted a police officer and was soon at headquarters giving his account of the robbery to Sergeant Jim Lewis and Detective William Rogers of the robbery squad.
That one man was so tensed up, I think I'm lucky I'm still alive. What about the officer?
Fractured skull, but he'll be all right.
I'd sure like to get those guys.
You sure about your description, Mr. Stark?
Positive. Like I said, they were both between 25 and 30. The one who hit the officer had the most vicious face I've ever seen. I'll never forget. The other one was chubby and had a little mustache, you know, like Rod LaRocque in the movies.
Who?
Rod that was before your time, Sergeant. Let's say like Ronald Colbert.
Oh. And none of them are here in the Rose Gallery.
But as far as I can tell, I must have looked at thousands of pictures. I'm tired. I'd like to rest.
Oh, of course, Mr. Stark. You go on home. If we need you again, we'll get in touch with you. And thank you very much.
That's all right. I'll find my own way out. Goodbye.
Bye. Bye, Mr. Stark. Well?
That's what I say. Well...
No, this is the sixth job in the last few weeks, and all of them, we get the same general description. None of the victims have been able to find anything here in the gallery.
Don't you think I know?
Want to go across the street, cup of coffee?
I think I could use it. One of these characters sure seems to get pleasure out of being cruel.
Yeah, so I notice. And that spells trouble.
What kind of trouble do you mean?
Well, a guy like that's almost a sure bet to end up killing, and we've got to find him before he does it.
Well, pretty boy. Mike made a nice sale there, didn't he? Now, don't worry. Mike will be back right away. He's just carrying the sherry to the woman's place for the party. Oh, more customers. Don't have to wait for Mike.
You have to wait, mister. Open that cash register quick.
I don't work here.
I don't want any arguments. You won't open it, I'll come around there myself and open it. Nasty bird.
Dirty boy. Will you lock this cage down? He'll be hurt.
Never mind.
But he didn't do it. No.
Didn't you hear me? You get the register, Johnny, while I take care of this guy.
Okay.
You come over here with me, little man.
What are you going to do?
I'm
going to
teach you a little manners. That's what I'm going to do. Come on.
Come on.
All set, Chuck.
In a minute. I don't like the way you talk to me.
I didn't say anything.
You're arguing with me. Don't argue with me.
Sure, sure. Don't point that gun at my head.
Why not? You afraid it might go off?
Yes.
I got news for you, mister. You're right. See? You were right.
Are you nuts? What did you shoot him for? Come on, let's get out of here fast.
All right, all right. Keep out.
Boy, this crowd sure do like to see blood.
Oh, sure, Frank. As long as it's somebody else's.
Poor guy.
Medical examiner ought to be here soon.
Hey, look over there. A cage on the floor. Come on, I'll take it easy. I won't hurt you. That's better.
Hello, Sergeant.
Hi, Bill. I just picked up the report.
Oh, you know Frank Papen, don't you, Sergeant?
Hello.
Hi.
You pick up anything on this?
Well, there was a woman, Sergeant. Said she saw two men run into a car.
Get any kind of a look at them?
Not much, but... Well, generally, it's what you were afraid of.
The same, too, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Remember I said someday that guy would kill? And he sure did it. But we'll snag him, Bill. I'm sure of that, too.
It's not going to be easy the way they flit around.
Yeah, I know. But sooner or later, those two babies will try to hold up where we're waiting for them. And that's the day they'll find themselves facing the wrong end of a gun.
July 19th, 1954, Gangbusters on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care. Especially now, with inflation the way it is, people are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Are you in bad pain? You know what I mean. Your knees hurt. Your shoulder hurts. Your elbow and back are constantly killing you. And I'm sure you've tried every pain pill or cream available at the drugstore. Am I right? Well, here's something you haven't tried. Pain Magic. Pain Magic is not available at any drugstore. The only place you can get it is by calling the special toll-free number I'm about to give you. And to make things even better, call right now and find out about our buy one, get one free offer. We're so confident it'll work for you that we offer a free bottle with your purchase. No prescription required. Call now to learn how you can get Pain Magic and get rid of your pain. Remember, your results may vary. 800-492-8164. 800-492-8164. 800-492-8164. That's 800-492-8164.
Now on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox, more of Gangbusters and the Manhattan Rampage, July 19th, 1954.
Now back to Gangbusters and former Deputy Commissioner and Chief of Detectives, John J. Sullivan, New York.
Well, Gangbusters listeners, the New York Police Commissioner, together with his chief of detectives, devised a plan to cope with these ruthless gunmen, and many traps were set up throughout the city. But just a few days after the killing in an 8th Avenue bar...
Hello, Johnny.
What? Chuck, where have you been?
Oh, just walking around.
Looking for a little excitement?
Excitement? Boy, you don't know when you've had it. I got scared. Thought maybe the cops had picked you up.
Hey, waiter, two beers.
What? Still think we ought to lay low instead of walking around town.
Look, if you want to lay low, lay low. Don't bother me. I do what I want, you do what you want.
Cut it, the waiter.
Pay for it, will you, Jenny?
Don't tell me you're broke.
Paid for it, paid for it.
Okay. Here.
Some tip,
that's weird. Well, here's to nothing. That's better. No, I ain't broke. I just figured you owed me a beer, that's all.
Okay. Maybe you ought to take some advice with that beer, too.
You gonna drink yours?
No, take it.
Thanks. You know, you're the only guy I like, Johnny. The only guy.
Well, then listen to me. You were nuts enough to bump that guy. You didn't have to.
It was a test.
I pick you up, but don't do me no good to lay low, because you'll spill.
What do you mean?
Never mind, never mind. Believe me, Chuck, we're red hot.
Oh, will you stop worrying? No cop will find us.
Is that so? Look over by the door. Look what just come in.
A couple of cops, huh? Just a routine check.
I'm not so sure.
Wait a minute. They're looking this way, Johnny. They come over here.
Don't be a sap again. Come on. There's a back way out of this joint. I spotted it.
Come on, I guess you're right.
This way. Through this door. Quick.
Okay, okay. It's dark in here. Just follow me. There's another door leads to the street.
Oh, careful. Here it is. I was kind of close.
We're okay now, ain't we?
Yeah, but for how long? Will you listen to me, Chuck? Just this once.
What do you want me to do?
Come up to my joint with you and stay there. Just a week, that's all. Just a week. Give things a chance to cool off. Will you do that?
Will you do that? Will you do that? All right, I'll do it.
Hey, Chuck, go easy on that, will you? It's the last bottle we got.
Not steal, Johnny.
Give it up.
Don't go grabbing things like that for me, Johnny. I'm warning you.
I just don't want you to drink up all the liquor.
You're asking for trouble, Johnny. You're asking for trouble.
God! Go on, it to you. I want to win back the 50 you took from me last night.
I'm sick of it.
What's the matter with you anyhow, Chuck?
Looking at you, playing cards, locked up in this lousy apartment. I don't want no more of it.
5 days. 5 days. That's all we've been here. We've got to stick it out a little longer.
Oh, I don't know why I let you talk me into it in the first place. Your chicken and I fall for it.
Oh, come on, Chuck. Relax. Let's play cards.
Cards is what I think of cards.
You are going nuts!
What are you
going
to do about it, Johnny?
Nothing. Nothing.
Yeah. Chicken. I'm getting out of here.
Be reasonable, will you? Chuck, we've been partners for 2 years now, isn't that right?
So?
We got along, didn't we?
What do you want me to do, play Hearts and Flowers? I'm not sticking, that's all. Maybe you can sit here and stew forever. I'm not built that way.
Yeah. The only way you're built is to bang someone over the head or pull a trigger.
Like this, you mean?
Put that gun away, Chuck.
Why? Hmm? You afraid I'll pull the trigger on you? You just got through saying we were partners. We got along. I wouldn't pull the trigger on my partner, would I?
Put away, Chuck,
will you? Put away, Chuck, will you? Sure, I'll put it away right in your stomach.
What did you laugh for? What kind of stunt was that?
Look at you. Why don't you straighten up, Johnny, huh? You got a pain somewhere, maybe?
I'll straighten up for right. I'll break your lousy neck.
You have to get a chance, you mean?
This is one time too many. Don't.
Come on. Come on, get up.
Get up! You wanted to break my neck? Come on, do it.
Maybe I ought to use this gun right now.
No, Chuck, don't. Look, Chuck, I didn't mean it. Chuck, please.
Yeah.
Chuck, what was it you wanted to do? You wanted to go out? Okay, we'll go out. Anything you say.
All right.
Thanks, Chuck. Thanks. You're real power.
All right, save it. Let's get going.
Where?
I don't know. We'll heist the car, maybe. We'll pick a spot, maybe make a couple of bucks. Got a little excited.
But you think it's safe?
I thought you said you were going.
Yeah, sure.
All right, then come on. Run smooth, don't she? I said she runs smooth.
Yeah.
You're not sore, are you?
Watch where you're driving.
Better off, Johnny. We're out in the air, driving in a new car, getting a little fun out of life.
Past the red light.
So what?
So a cop might stop us, that's what. We don't want to have to explain where we got the car, do we? Or didn't you think of that?
No, I didn't.
Hey, slow down. There are lots of cops around Times Square, even at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, Johnny, anything you say.
You know where you're going?
I figured we'd go along 41st Street, turn up 8th Avenue, and maybe we'll see it.
I guess it's as good as anything else. Now what?
Red light, Johnny. You see, I'm doing what you said. What more can you ask?
Go ahead, it turned green.
Right.
Look out! Why don't you watch the lights, you jerk?
like to have rammed that guy once.
Oh, wouldn't you like to ram? After this one, I think I'm checking out.
What'd you say?
Nothing. Here's 8th Avenue. Turn right.
Hey, look up ahead.
I don't see anything.
Not on your side, on mine. That fight outside the bar. Looks like a real scrap, huh?
Yeah. What are you stopping for?
Want to get out and watch.
That fight?
Yeah, sure. Looks like a good one.
Don't be a sap.
Oh, come on. Only take a couple of minutes.
The cops, they'll be coming to break it up.
So what? They don't know us. Come on, Sonny. Well, are you coming?
I'm breaking it.
Come on, hurry up, Johnny. Looks like a real bloody one.
Look at that little guy. Come on, give it to him. Atta boy, give it to him.
Jack, the cops are coming, like I said. Let's get out of here.
Ah, they don't know us, Johnny. I want to watch this. Come on, hit him.
All right, now break it up. Come on, now break it up. Come on, all of you.
All right, get moving.
Come
get
on.
Moving, all of you. Come on, now.
Come on, break it up.
That's it. On your way. You guys want to fight? Join the Marines.
Hey, Frank.
Yeah?
Those two babies walking across that convertible?
Sure.
Remember the two hoods we're keeping an eye out for? The ones who killed that man in the liquor store?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right, Bill. Could be. They're the kind to be interested in a street fight.
All right, let's get over there.
Yeah.
Hey, you two. Stay out of that car a minute.
What do you want, officer?
We just want to talk to you.
I was. Shut up. Talk? Sure.
I'll say. Look out, Frank, his gun! Come on, Johnny, run for it. You all right, Frank?
Yeah.
Just a scratch. Let's get after him. There they are, behind that car.
Stay away, copper!
Can't shoot at him from here, too many people.
Yeah, I know. We'll have to rush him. Come on, Bill. There goes one of them. You hit him, Bill.
Now, here comes Wickers. He'll take the one that's down. Let's get the other guy.
He ducked down behind that other car, I think. Over there.
Quick, let's work this way in that car.
Yeah.
Don't shoot anymore.
Throw your gun away, mister.
Yeah, sure. Oh, my hand. You hit my hand.
All right, come on. Out of the car.
All right, but don't shoot.
Yeah, frisk him, Bill.
I got nothing on me, honest.
All right, he's clean.
What about Chuck? What happened to Chuck?
Got it in the leg. You'll meet him in that headquarters.
Him and his excitement.
What's that?
He had to have excitement. He had to watch a street fight. He'll never learn.
I think he learned this time, mister. Okay, let's go.
With the capture of the two gunmen, identified as Clarence Sims and Cecil Johnson, the activities of the vicious holdup gang were stopped. Both men were quickly brought to trial, resulting in a 10 to 30-year sentence for Johnson and a 35 to 40-year sentence for Sims in May of 1953. They are now in Sing Sing.
Thank you, John J. Sullivan, former Deputy Commissioner and Chief of Detectives, New York City Police.
And we'll hear one of the most famous parts of Gangbusters, their weekly clues to help people apprehend criminals at large. July 19th, 1954, Gangbusters. That'll be next.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Donald Trump could be looking at his second federal indictment. The former president revealed he received a letter telling him he is a target in the special counsel investigation into the Capitol riot. The target letter suggests Trump may soon face an indictment. A powerful heat dome is expanding across the southern U.S. Tens of millions of Americans across several states are under heat advisories, including California, Nevada, and Arizona. Dr. Kara Guerin, an ER doctor in Phoenix, says heat stroke is prevalent in this weather.
We see it every summer. It just seems to be much worse this summer.
Forecasters say record-breaking heat is expected through the middle of the week. Home builder sentiment is rising for the seventh straight month. The National Association of Home Builders Wells Fargo Housing Market Index rose 1 point to 56 in July. Builders remain concerned about higher mortgage rates, but they say that the lack of existing homes for sale is helping to drive demand for new construction. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Into Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. One of the things gangbusters did was they would give out information about criminals at large. And, of course, it was always kind of, well, you know, it could apply to a lot of people. Let's listen to this closing of Gangbusters with that segment from July 19th, 1954.
And now, Gangbusters Nationwide Clues, broadcast every week to assist American police in their war against the underworld. Attention all citizens, watch for Lloyd Reed Russell, one of the 10 most wanted men, sought by the FBI for unlawful flight to avoid confinement or crime of assault, his official description.
Lloyd Reed Russell, age 31, 5 feet 1 half inch, 147 pounds, small build, brown hair, bald on top, brown eyes, medium complexion. May seek work as fireman or farmer. This man has two prominent is 1 3.5-inch ragged laceration center of forehead, 1 3-inch cut on forehead above right eye. Also has noticeable scar on left eyebrow near nose. Has a very broad nose.
Caution, Russell is probably armed and he is considered dangerous. He has twice escaped from custody and once wounded a police officer in fleeing from prison. Attention all citizens and police officers, be on alert for Robert Dold, who is wanted by the FBI for unlawful flight to avoid confinement for the crime of armed robbery.
Robert Arnold Dold, alias Pineapple, age 26, 5'8" 1/2", 158 pounds, medium build, blonde hair, blue eyes, fair complexion. Occupations, machinist, radio repairman, sign painter, seaman. This fugitive has quarter-inch scar left side of neck. Tattoo of anchor and shield with inscription USMS on right forearm. And tattoo on left leg. He reportedly plays bass fiddle, enjoys auto racing, roller skating, and fishing. May wear mustache.
Caution, Dold has fired at a pursuer. May be armed and should be considered dangerous. If you have any information concerning these clues, notify your local police, the nearest office of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, or Gangbusters at once. Tonight's Gangbusters case was dramatized by Art Wallace and directed by Leonard L. Bass, with Larry Haynes and Mason Adams in leading roles. The entire production was supervised for CBS Radio by John Ives. Gaylord Avery speaking.
Glad they went back and clarified that name. Robert L. Dold might have been a future senator. I don't know. Anyway, Gangbusters, July 19th, 1954. Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, is next when Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox continues on your favorite station.
Are you suffering with arthritis or osteoporosis? Do you have diabetes? Did you know that these are just two of the hundreds of diseases that have seen improvement with Dr. Wallach's incredible longevity products? You can't get them at a health food store. The only way to get them is to call us at 800-214-0065. That's 800-214-0065. Do you have heart disease, fibromyalgia, or high blood pressure? Do you have a terrible time losing weight? Dr. Wallach can help. He was a veterinarian and cured diseases in animals. He felt that he could do the same for humans, so he became a physician. Over 50 years of research and helping people like you goes into every bottle of Dr. Wallach's amazing discoveries. Do you want to feel better? Learn how to treat the cause of your problem rather than covering up the symptoms with drugs. Call 800-214-0065. That's 800-214-0065.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a one-week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this 1 week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox, more of yours truly, Johnny Dollar Story. This is the fourth part of the five-part story, The Star of Cape Town Matter, a missing diamond, a big one. This episode originally broadcast July 19th, 1956.
From Hollywood, it's time now for
Johnny Dollar.
Mr. Dollar.
Oh, I was just about to call you.
Oh?
Better send a steward to my stateroom to put it back together.
What happened?
Somebody just tore it apart.
But why?
Oh, looking for something, I guess.
The diamond? But why would they think you'd have it?
Well, somebody's got me pegged wrong. Well, what's on your mind?
A cablegram was sent to Cape Town about an hour ago addressed to Julio Biak.
Julio?
Yes, isn't he the man who's being held on suspicion of murdering Andrew Forbes?
Yeah, but the news hasn't been released, and obviously, whoever sent the cablegram isn't aware of it. What did it say?
Contact me usual place, Dakar.
Who signed it?
Well, the name was Corner. I checked the passenger list, but there's no such name. A steward delivered the message to the radio room. I've sent for him. He should be able to tell us who sent it.
Nice work, Purser. Could be you just helped me wind up this case.
Tonight, and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Special Investigator Johnny Dollar, location at sea, en route Cape Town to Dakar. To the Home Office, Tri-Eastern Indemnity Associates. Assignment, the Star of Cape Town Matter. Expense account continued. Item 10, $10. A token of appreciation to the purser for furnishing me the one good lead I've had in this deal. A cablegram to Julio Biak, who is being held in Cape Town right now as Andrew Forbes' probable killer. But Forbes' diamond, the Star of Cape Town, $150,000 worth, was still missing. The cablegram indicated that Julio hadn't been working alone on the deal. Whoever sent it was aboard ship and either had the diamond or was looking for it. Before long, I'd know who that someone was. I started for the purser's office.
Mr. Dollar.
Huh? Oh, Helen.
I'd like to talk to you.
Oh, no, that's a switch.
What do you mean?
Ever since I got aboard this ship, I've been trying to talk to you. But you weren't having any.
I don't know what this is all about, but you've gone too far, Mr. Dollar.
Come again?
Don't try to pretend. When I found my room all torn up just now, I realized...
Oh, hey, wait a minute. Your room's been torn up, too?
What do you mean by two?
Mine got the same treatment a while ago.
I don't understand. I thought it was you who...
Look, Helen, I think you and I had better have a little talk right now. I steered it to the bar. Expense account item 11, $5, drinks. I still couldn't figure out which team she was playing on, but I had to find out, and this was the best way I could think of.
May I have a cigarette, please?
Oh, sure. Here.
Thanks. I've been so confused, Mr. Dollar.
Johnny. Confused about what?
Everything. It's all happened so fast. And then when I realized that somebody was watching me and following me...
Look, I think you'd better start from the top.
I suppose so. Maybe it'll make sense to you. I hadn't really known Andy Forbes very long.
Longer than I had.
That party he gave, it was so strange. All those people I didn't know. I mean, well, I guess it took me a little while to realize he was interested in quite a few people.
Sheila?
I feel sorry for Sheila. I guess she's pretty bitter about everything. But I didn't do anything to encourage Andy, and I didn't realize he was serious about me until the night of the party. And then he told me he was. And he gave me...
a bottle of very expensive perfume, forever.
Oh, his usual gift?
I'm afraid so.
I don't care. He wanted me to have it, and it's lovely perfume. I liked Andy. He was completely irresponsible, but in his own strange way, he was nice.
So?
When they told me the next morning that he'd been killed during the night, I couldn't believe it. And then when the diamond was missing...
Yeah?
His attitude about the diamond was very strange.
How do you mean?
He seemed to regard it as an inexpensive trinket. He was so careless with it.
Oh, you're telling me. That's why I was sent down to Cape Town, to try and talk him into being more sensible with it. But, Helen, you said something about being watched or followed.
Yes. When I left Andy's house that night, I felt that somebody was watching me.
Oh.
And later I knew somebody had been in my hotel room and now my stateroom torn apart. What does it all mean?
That's a good question. One more thing.
Yes?
You decided to make this trip rather suddenly, didn't you?
I wanted to get away from Cape Town. Miss Forbes was kind enough to offer me a job as her traveling companion for the trip, so I took it.
Do you like working for her?
Yes. She's really a very nice person, perhaps a little on the dignified side.
Yeah, I'm pretty concerned over the Forbes name.
Wouldn't you be, after all that's happened?
Maybe.
Johnny, I've got to be getting back and see if she needs anything, but thanks.
For what?
Talking to you has made me feel a lot better somehow.
Good. It's been a big help to me, too.
So?
Oh, makes things easier for tonight. They're having a dance, and I've been figuring how to go about asking you.
Need at the moment.
Then if you don't mind, I'll go to my stateroom and change.
Of course, Helen.
See you tonight, Johnny.
Right.
Well, you two seem to be getting along pretty well now.
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm glad. I'm sure you realize by now that Helen couldn't possibly be involved in the murder or the diamond theft.
I hope not.
You are a very suspicious man, Mr. Dowler.
It's part of my job, Miss Forbes. I still don't have any idea who's got your brother's diamond. And if I don't find out before we get to Dakar tomorrow, the chances are I never will.
I don't see how you can be so sure the Star of Cape Town is aboard this ship.
I wasn't sure until today. That cablegram convinced me.
Cablegram?
Yeah, it was addressed to Julio Biak in Cape Town.
Biak? Isn't he the one who's under arrest back there?
That's right. He was posing as a bartender at your brother's party. We think he's the killer. But apparently whoever sent him the cablegram was working with him and doesn't know he's been arrested.
I hope you can clear it up, Mr. Dollar, so that all this publicity will die down. It's been terribly trying.
Yes, I imagine it has.
I know Helen's felt the strain, too. She's been so nervous lately. Oh, if...
If what?
No, I was just thinking. If only Andrew had met someone like Helen sooner, perhaps none of this would have happened.
Maybe not.
Had I known she was coming to the party, I don't suppose I'd have tried to talk Andrew out of giving it. She's been the one bright ray in all of this. Oh, if only. But regrets are so futile.
She looked old and tired and lonely. Sure, maybe she was too worried about the dignity of the Forbes name, but I could see now it was about the only thing she'd had all these years. And with a brother who'd kept tossing the name around like a cheap toy, I quit looking at the picture. It wasn't very pretty. Anyway, I had another picture in my mind. Helen. I couldn't quite figure her. Everything she told me could be the truth, or it could be just one big lie. And there was something else bothering me about the whole deal. Something I couldn't quite put my finger on. A piece that didn't fit. A discord in the tune. But Helen kept pushing everything else out of my mind. And the feeling didn't change any that night. We danced. And then we went out on the deck. But all the while, one of my stock Confucianisms kept gnawing away at me. He who gets too interested in suspects is building up to king-size letdown.
It's beautiful out here. Alone in the sea and the ship sliding along. It almost doesn't seem real.
I know.
I almost almost wish it could go on this way forever. No people, no places.
There's just one thing wrong.
What?
That routine doesn't work for very long.
I know. Johnny.
Hmm?
Is there something wrong?
What?
You seem so far away, so preoccupied.
Well, just thinking about a lot of things, I guess.
That's not being very informative.
Sorry, I guess I'm not feeling informative.
That's okay. Sometimes talking isn't very important. You know, Johnny, the last few days have been a sort of nightmare for me. But tonight everything seems so nice. Why would that be, Johnny?
Maybe I just... Maybe a kiss.
Maybe you could. Johnny.
Sorry,
I'm not.
Well, say now, if you two don't look just like a picture postcard.
Hello, Mr. Stacy.
Stacy.
Yes, sir, I tell you, if they could put a picture of what I saw a second ago on all their travel folders, they'd double their business.
How nice for them. You want us to run through it again for the proper camera angle?
Johnny.
Oh, come on now, partner. Can't you take a little joshing?
Oh, I'll try, partner.
The reason I've been looking for you two, we get into day car in the morning.
Yes, I know.
And you can have a barrel of fun in that town.
So you've told us.
What do you say we set up a little party? I can show you some places you won't believe.
Sounds like fun.
How about it, Dollar?
Yeah. You can count me in, Stacy.
Good. I'll see you in the morning, then. Bright and early.
He means well, Johnny.
Maybe.
You don't sound very convinced.
I don't know. Half of my job has always been sizing up people. Suddenly, I seem to have lost my touch.
Meaning me?
I didn't say that.
If it's any help in sizing me up, what happened a moment ago? I meant that, Johnny.
Mr. Dollar.
What? Oh, excuse me a minute.
Sure.
Be right back. Yeah, what is it, Percy?
Did you see what I was telling you about, Mr. Dollar?
The one who delivered the message for Cape Town to the radio room? Where is he?
That's just it. I don't know.
You what?
I can't understand it. I've looked everywhere. I'm worried.
That's not good. I was counting on him to tell me who sent that message to Julio Biak. Whoever did is probably working with Biak and could have the diamond.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Dollar. I'll keep looking and let you know the minute I find him.
I turned back toward Helen, but she was nowhere in sight. I started along the deck to see if she... What happened? What's the matter?
I was walking along the deck. As I passed the lifeboat, somebody stepped out from behind it and grabbed at me.
Who was it?
I couldn't see.
Well, come on, let's take a look.
He ran away when I screamed.
Oh, I see. So there I was again. Was she lying or telling the truth? I took her to a stateroom and told her to lock herself in for the night. Then I went back to deck and tried for the umpteenth time to put the pieces together. But I didn't have long. Suddenly everything was noise and confusion. Almost by the time I got to the stern, the ship was circling, lowering a boat. 20 minutes later, they hoisted a body aboard. He was wearing a steward's uniform, and one look at the purser told me which steward it was. Yeah, my one good lead, gone.
Here's our star to tell you about the final episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow, I finally figure out the deal, only to find that my opponent is holding all the aces. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. Written by Robert Reif, it is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the next exciting episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
Johnny! July 19th, 1956, yours truly, Johnny Dollar, on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. And your name, sir?
This is Groucho Marx. A few days ago, I was talking with the Director of Civil Defense, and he told me some things that I feel everyone should know. That's why I'm speaking to you now. Did you know, for example, that your chances of surviving an atom bomb attack are excellent? It's true, but there's a big if. You must do everything possible now to help yourself and your family. Nobody else will help you. Listen, because this is important. Keep a complete first aid kit handy. Keep a closed container of drinking water in your refrigerator. Enough for 3 days. Be sure you have a good fire extinguisher. Take a look around your house right now and pick out the safest spot, away from windows and doors. Make sure that every member of your family understands he is to rush to that safe spot when there's danger. I'm convinced that these precautions are necessary right now, and I hope I can convince you. They're important to your family, yourself, and your community.
Keep all that information handy. You'll never know when you might need it. Visit our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's where you can stream our shows on demand. If you miss a day, you don't have to miss a single show. You can learn about Classic Radio Theater Collecting. I've got a list there of all the places where you can download Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. And, of course, I have information there not only on our social media links, but my email, so you can contact me directly. And you can buy me a coffee. And the great part about the buy me a coffee is that I don't drink coffee. So what we use that money to is to help build our Classic Radio Theater library and find more great shows for you to enjoy. And make sure when you send that donation, you tell me where you're from. That way I won't mention your whole name on here, because I like to thank the people who do these things. It's really nice, and I appreciate each and every person who listens, each and every person who buys us a copy. Alrighty, and please thank this radio station and support their advertisers. It's their kindness and courtesy that allows us to be with you here on your favorite station. Thanks for tuning in. Tell all your friends the great radio shows are right here at this spot on the dial. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox on your favorite radio station.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.